Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Good morning, everybody. We already had some church. Don't you enjoy it when the Holy Spirit gets to move in? I live for moments like that when the Holy Spirit gets moving and He comes up and our program somehow just goes the other way. But His program comes in. I believe that we do work according to His plan and program, but sometimes He just wants to shake us up a little bit and just get us, you know, a little bit of cobwebs off us. We've got to keep, you know, what happens to us as children of God is sometimes we get used to certain situations and we used to just praying in tongues, ho-hum, and we used to, well, they got healed. No, we still got to see this as part of our heritage. We've got to still get excited when God gets to moving in our midst. Amen. Don't act like you have seen it, done it before. This is what we covet, is the presence of God, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit to Himself indwell us and come in here and shake us up a little bit. Amen. It took a lot of shaking for that man after 38 years, Pastor Simone, after 38 years waiting to be put into the water to get his healing. And Jesus said, do you want to get healed? And the answer wasn't what Jesus asked him. He didn't answer Jesus. He said, I got no one to put me in the water. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, do you want to be healed? You'll sit outside unless you want to get in. So the answer should be yes. In actual fact, I don't want to get healed. I is healed. I don't know about you, but I've got an expectation in my spirit. And I think that God's about to do some wonderful things in our lives. You know, we are experiencing the latter rain now, which is greater than the former, and that is propelling us towards the end of the age. I'm not going to get into that, but we are heading towards a culmination of everything spoken about in the Bible after the return of Jesus. And we, being the bride of Christ, Him being the groom, it's that close to happening now. And I'm so excited about that. I don't want to go just yet. I want to go in the rapture, in the twinkling of an eye. And we're talking about, I want to try to finish this today. It is finished. Everyone say, it is finished. Well, what is finished? When Jesus said, hanging on that cross, that it is finished, He meant everything that the Father wanted me to accomplish is now accomplished. It is done. Amen. And so faith says everything. Now faith will say this to you. Everything that God is going to do has already been done. That's faith. You see, faith doesn't live, as we said before, in the future. Faith lives in the now. Now faith is, you heard my wife saying. So it's already a done, completed deal. I must stop waiting for something to take place and start bringing that something into my life. Like that man, do you want to be healed? Yeah. Well, get up and move. He didn't go in the water. Do you notice he did not have to get into the water? He didn't need to go in the water. All he needed was a word from God. And I got a word from God for you. By stripes you were healed. Amen. And so we are not waiting for something to happen. Whatever we're waiting for has already happened. Can you say amen? Amen. And so faith looks into eternity and brings whatever is necessary for our needs from the eternal realm into the three-dimensional realm where we're living in. We spoke about that last week. Amen. Kenneth Hagin, I love what he said here. He said this. He said, we need to have fellowship with like-minded people. You see, you're in a church right now where we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe in the finished work of the cross. We believe that, yes, I'm healed. We believe that. You need to hang around with like-minded people, he said, because it strengthens you. Everyone's on the same playing field now, and everyone's saying the same thing and believing the same thing. It helps you to believe. But if you've got some saying, well, he doesn't do this and he won't do it for you, and etc., it just brings different confusion to the body. When you all come in unity, in one accord, that's when the Holy Spirit visited, remember? And the day of Pentecost. So we are in one accord in this church. We're in unity. We believe in praying in other tongues. We believe in the second infilling of the Holy Spirit. We believe by the stripes on his back we've been healed. We believe we can change our life with our words. Yes. Remember we said last week that words were meant more. What were they meant more for? More for creation than conversation. Let that sink in. Your words were meant more for creation than conversation. God spoke everything into existence. Adam lived the same way before the fall, and he spoke the animals into being. Did Adam not name all the animals? And that which he named, they became? We have creative power. That's why he keeps telling us, it's in your mouth, it's in your tongue, death and life. Amen. And that's what we believe. So do you see a finished work, or do you still see this work that needs to be finished? So many people are still looking for the work to be finished. It doesn't need to be finished. He's not coming back for that. When he comes back, he's coming to take the bride. He's not coming back to finish what he didn't finish, because his word couldn't have gone back if he hadn't accomplished what he wanted to do. And Jesus being the word went back, so it means he accomplished everything the Father had desire of. Amen. Let's just look quickly at John 19, verse 30. So when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, I'm thirsty. They gave him sour wine on a sponge. He said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit, but he said, it's finished, it's done, it's completed. It's no longer something you need to wait for. If you want salvation, you receive Jesus, the gift of salvation from Jesus, period. You don't have to wait to get saved. You'll carry on waiting until you die and go to be in hell. You got to, by faith, accept the gift. And if I gave you a gift at Christmas and you don't open it, the gift is no good for you. Even though you need it, it's a nice brand new car, but you're not going to open it, you're going to be walking. So a gift sitting on a shelf or wherever in your garage is useless unless you open the gift. You got to take the gift. And there's also a gift called healing and health and prosperity. Every spiritual blessing is in the heavenly places. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So all the blessings became available when Jesus uttered those words, it is finished. Amen. Everything. And those words came up to heaven's throne. It satisfied the Father's heart that the curse was now broken. We were living under bondage. We were living under the curse. We were living as slaves. But Jesus changed that. He changed it all. Can you say amen? Amen. So God wants you to have this revelation. Whatever you need him to do for you has already been done. Amen. Put your hand on your heart and say, whatever I have need of from God is already approved and done. Now, when you pray, sometimes you might have to wait. We inherit the promises through faith and patience, Hebrews 6:12 says. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. And sometimes when you pray, you don't see an immediate effect. You don't see the immediate manifestation of what you prayed for. You still feel the symptoms in your body. You still don't see the money in your account. What happens is we give up and we shipwrecked our faith. Right there, when you gave up, you shipwrecked your faith. How did I give up? Well, I'm not sure. You're shipwrecking your faith. And God says, do not be weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. When you say, well, it didn't work, you fainted and you're not going to reap. You got to stand strong. Even when their symptoms get worse, You know, there's a saying, it often gets worse before it gets better. That's a typical thing of the devil. He tries to make things seem worse, feel worse, and look worse so that you give up. That's all he wants, give up. Because he knows as long as you stand on the word of God in faith, you will be victorious. And he does not want you to be victorious because he does not want you to believe in God. He doesn't want you to believe there is a God. You can believe there's a devil, but if he can convince you, you'll become an atheist. Amen. So if he can disprove God's word, which he can't, but he can to you, if you get into doubt and unbelief, you'll say it doesn't work. But God's word works. He says it can't come back void. It cannot come back without accomplishing. It has to produce. So there's one of them are liars, God or the devil. And we know the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. And then he says, God forbid. Listen, he also says, has God not said it? And shall he not do it? Amen. Amen. And so he wants you to believe that the work has already been done. Why? Because Jesus has already accomplished it all for you. Yes. Amen. He has already accomplished it all for you. And there's a picture coming up right now. And it's got the scripture, Ephesians 1.3 at the bottom, 1.3. And that's where he says, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now I've got to get it from the heavenly place to the three-dimensional place. And that's where faith comes in. That's where belief, trust, and being fully persuaded comes in. And when you get into a fully persuaded state, the heavens will pour it down on you. You'll actually draw it to yourself. You know there's such a thing as the law of attraction? There is. And the Bible says as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I'm thinking disaster, I'm attracting disaster. He also says the thing that you fear the most in Job 3:25, the thing that I fear the most comes into my life, the law of attraction. If I believe I'm going to die, there was a guy who said he was going to die at the age of 40. Someone was telling me. He kept saying it through the years. He died at the age of 40. There was a young girl, I remember this about 15 years ago, it was headline news here in Port St. Lucie. She said she believed she was going to get killed on the I-95. Do you remember that, Pastor John? She believed she was going to get killed when she drove on the I-95. She got a license, went on the 95, got killed. You will attract. So why don't you rather attract good stuff? You can attract the good things. How? By believing the good things, by getting it into your spirit, into your heart, out of your mouth. And when you start doing that, the good things that are stored up in the heavenly places start coming into your hand.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. But it's already done. If you need healing, know that your healing has already been accomplished.
Amen.
And if you believe that, you're not going to say, I know God's going to heal me. What are you going to say? What are you doing? You're calling things that are not in the 3D realm as though they were. And that's how you bring it down from the spiritual, heavenly, eternal realm into the 3D realm. By calling it that is not as though it were. So instead of saying, I'm sick, it's not going to work, you say by the stripes on his back, I am healed. Even when you got the sickness in your body, I am healed. But you're lying. No, you're not. God said it. And if I agree with God, there's no lie. Ooh. I'm just a realist. No, be a realist with the word of God. I just call it as I see it. That's your problem. He said, don't look at the things you can see.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza,